following podcast is brought to you by the Communication Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Dive into the world of football with the Red Zone Rundown, and I'm your host, DJ Zero. On January 8th, 2023, it was week 18 of the 2022 NFL season, and the Houston Texans defeated the Indianapolis Colts, giving up the first overall pick to the Chicago Bears. That win ultimately gave the Texans the second worst record after they were clearly the worst team all season. Davis Mills converted two fourth downs, both in the final drive, and one ultimately to win the game. On that last touchdown by Mills, it was nearly intercepted by a Colts player. Instead, the Texans win the game and secure the second overall pick to select CJ Stroud from Ohio State. And look where they are now. They're in clearly a great situation, but the Bears get the first overall pick, but they didn't need a quarterback because they had quarterback Justin Fields. So they trade down with the Carolina Panthers, including the Panthers' 2024 first-round pick, which is now the number one overall. Now the Chicago Bears sit with the first overall pick in the draft. And a couple weeks ago, I made a mock draft predicting that Chicago would trade Justin Fields and select Caleb Williams. And since then, Fields was traded to the Pittsburgh Steelers for a sixth-round pick, a conditional fourth-round pick, but essentially ensuring that they will select Caleb Williams with that first overall pick. So in this episode, we're going to talk about, is Caleb Williams the real deal? Caleb Williams is 6'1", sitting at 215 pounds, 22 years old, and he won the 2022 Heisman, throwing for 4,537 yards, 42 touchdowns, and 5 interceptions. And everybody likes to talk about, when you're looking at a prospect, is how special they are, and how special usually equates to like an early breakout, and Caleb Williams has the story. And after a poor start by Sooners quarterback Spencer Rattler, who was one of the top recruits out of high school and was clearly one of the best quarterbacks, had a very poor start, they decided to sub in backup quarterback Caleb Williams. And on his first play on 4th-and-1, he took a read option to the house, ran for 66 yards with the touchdown. Williams ended up finishing the game going for 16 for 25 for 212 yards and 2 touchdowns in a 55-48 victory over Texas. And I think that game will be looked at in the future when Caleb Williams is a great, because the way he came onto that field and just lit up that defense, making ridiculous throws and ridiculous plays, play after play, it's incredible to watch. And he continued to do so at USC, ended up winning the Heisman, and continued his high-level play, and now he's one of the greatest prospects we've seen. So Caleb Williams is a promising football player who's been getting a lot of attention for his potential to be an NFL star. So we're going to talk about what makes him so impressive. First has to be his mobility and his arm strength. Caleb has a knack for extending plays with his feet and can make incredibly strong throws down the field. He's often compared to top NFL quarterbacks like Patrick Mahomes and Lamar Jackson and Josh Allen, because they have that ability to move with their legs and throw from any kinds of angles, negating any type of defensive pressure that usually gets in most quarterbacks' way. And this is why these dual threat quarterbacks, like we talked about in the first episode, this is why they're such a threat. Because as the game in football evolves, players are always making adjustments of how they can get better, and it's looking like mobile quarterbacks will be the new thing. And now you have the first overall pick, Caleb Williams, who is doing the same thing. Anyway, secondly, the pocket presence is what Caleb is great at. Caleb has a second sense for finding defensive pressure, where to move north, south, east, west. It's almost like he has a counter for anything that he sees. He is very nimble and understands tackle angles very well, where he's able to slip in and out, move through the line, find throws, make your plays downfield. He has what it takes. Now let's talk about his areas of concern. First is the staying in the pocket. Sometimes Caleb struggles to stay in the pocket and maintain his footwork, which can affect his accuracy and the strength of his throws. Occasionally, he won't take easy hitch routes, but instead will try to scramble and extend plays to look for the bombs over the top. And that goes hand in hand with his decision making, because when he waits too long to make a decision, it eventually leads to missed opportunities or mistakes. You know, I think it's interesting because with what you say that he can do, or what I'm saying with his mobility and his arm strength, it kind of clashes with what he's not good at, which is like staying in the pocket and making a pocket pass or simple throws down the middle, to the right, to the left. That's usually what a general quarterback would do, like Andrew Luck, John Elway, like Joe Burrow. Those are those type of quarterbacks that Peyton Manning, they sit in the pocket and make those throws. But now you have a new age of quarterbacks with the mobility that adds to it. Not to say that he can't become a good pocket passer. I've seen him make incredible throws out of the pocket. It's just what he chooses to do. And I think this is the difference between him and Justin Fields. Justin Fields had a problem with staying in the pocket, but his difference is completely different. His is more he panics and doesn't know what to do. He runs away from people, not looking downfield, just almost like you're not controlled in what you're doing. He struggles with reading defenses and is confused a lot of the times. He's very talented, in other words. I'm not trying to knock Justin Fields. He's really great, but just in terms of comparing the two, Caleb Williams is a lot different. His thing is he wants to go for the bombs. He wants to go for those big highlight plays instead of just taking the little dink and dunks down the middle, take the little drag routes, slants. That's what he probably should do, but I think it's important to note that this doesn't halt what he's still good at. It's kind of just the bad you take with the good. But there are plenty of holes to poke in his game. He's not a perfect prospect. The timing, the footwork, the attention to detail, but I'm going to personally give him a pass because this whole operation of the USC offense is built on Caleb Williams doing something incredible. And this is why you have to know how important context is. The USC offense often had a lot of questionable route concepts on what they were trying to draw up, either some hitch and go routes, or basically just either small routes for short completions, or long streaks and nines and fade routes. Or I even saw some route concepts where they're running a switch release outside of the numbers, meaning that you're not really giving the slot receiver to run a wheel route or a fade route any space to work with. Not to mention he had a defense that was letting about like 50 points a game, so we couldn't just dink and dunk like many scouts would want to see, because the pressure was pretty much on him to score every single time. So the circumstances made it very difficult for Caleb Williams to run a normal pro style offense. So the question is, when we look at the traits, could he, or if he needed to, translate to a more pro-style system? I think he can. I think that he reacts to information so quickly. These little adjustments he makes to solve problems, whether it was moving this way or running a sidearm or a underhand, that's like, it's talent. It truly is a talent to just come up with these magician-like plays, because it's so unconventional. Like, nobody does these things. It's so new, but it's working, it's effective. But just Caleb's brain and his ability to process this information, I think for most players and people, there's only so much information a human's brain could process at once. And that's why defensive pressure from the D-line or blitzes is so effective. Like, quarterbacks spend so much time and energy thinking about how they can avoid the pressure that they don't even have enough time to process coverages and make proper reads. And the next thing is his poise. I feel like nothing ever phases him. He sees the game in slow motion, and I think he doesn't really even have a fear of getting hit. He's always just so calm, like nothing is affecting him. No, nobody is putting a hand in his face and messing him up. He is always in control, and that's usually what I like to see in quarterbacks, is how they deal with pressure, not only just like the pressure of being great, but also the pressure of defensive pressure and handling all this information. That it could be really overwhelming. It's really understandable, but that's why there aren't 32 quarterbacks in the NFL that all have a solid position. It's a very hard position to play week in and week out, continue with a high level of play, and you have to be a very special player to do that. And I think Caleb Williams is one of them. Another thing is, like I said, his fear of getting hit isn't real. But unlike some other quarterbacks in the draft, he is smart about knowing when to slide. But when he feels he can make someone miss, he will cut back or he will put a move on him. And he just never seems to take that big hit. He honestly reminds me a lot of this year's Lamar Jackson's MVP year. It's completely different of how he used his mobility. In 2019, Lamar Jackson was the real dual threat quarterback because of how much he attacked the running game, how much he was going for these big runs, juking out defenders. It was like what everyone loved in Michael Vick, but almost even better. But now the way Lamar Jackson uses his mobility and his intelligence together to his rushing game is honestly incredible. To not take the hits, but use your mobility to move in and out of the pocket. And that's exactly what Caleb does. When we look at Caleb's film and his highlights, you see a lot of special, crazy on the run throws on the back foot. But also, Caleb can work very effectively inside the pocket, even under pressure, finding open receivers and making big plays. He's also really good at dealing with blitzes when the defense sends extra players to rush the quarterback, is basically what a blitz is. But he's really good at dealing with those type of defensive calls and shows the ability to make quick decisions and accurate throws. I also think he's really good at learning from his mistakes. I feel like Caleb has definitely demonstrated the ability to learn and adjust during games. If a defense shows a certain play, he knows how to counter it. I feel like someone that knows the counters and won't just stick to one thing is what makes people great. And so to answer the question, is Caleb Williams the real deal? I have to say yes. People may not like him because he's overhyped, or his ego, his social media presence, or because the guy likes to paint his nails. Who knows? I don't care. The only thing I know is that he is good at the game of football. He is good at the quarterback position. Caleb has a remarkable skill set to be a great NFL quarterback. He definitely needs to polish his game, but the traits that I've seen, he can definitely make adjustments to adapt to a more pro-style offense. Now it only matters about the situation he is placed in. We've seen a lot of different things where quarterbacks are almost just set up for failure, and that is not their fault. Like Bryce Young, for example, is a really talented quarterback, but he was put in almost the worst situation, giving him no weapons, no help, no line, no nothing. It's just like, okay, go out there and make a play. And that's not really how things should work and how you should make your quarterback grow for the future. But when we look at the Chicago Bears potential starting lineup, they have made a lot of moves this offseason. They have signed DeAndre Swift from the Philadelphia Eagles. They have traded a fourth round pick for wide receiver Keenan Allen from the Los Angeles Chargers. They already have Cole Kmet. They signed Gerald Everett. And they also have the ninth pick. Who knows where they might draft then. Additionally, they also had a new hire for offensive coordinator, which is Shane Waldron from the Seattle Seahawks. We can see how this offense might play out. They have a very good team on paper. That's the way it looks, but every system is different, and the Chicago Bears have had a long history, a legendary history of a great franchise, but their quarterback situations have never really been good. And honestly, I just hope that changes here, and I don't want to see history repeat itself. But honestly, what a remarkable story for Caleb Williams, and I feel like this is just the beginning. I think there's a reason that people are hyped up, and it looks like Caleb Williams almost has a match made in heaven with the Chicago Bears. And it all came down to that random week 18 game with all these winless teams, with the Colts and the Texans, and you had quarterbacks that aren't even starters anymore competing at the highest level trying to win a game, and they won that game. They even went for two because Lovie Smith knew he was going to get fired. And look where it is now. Now they're in the hands of a great NFL quarterback in Caleb Williams. Thank you for listening to the fifth episode of the Red Zone Rundown. This is your host, DJ Zero. I'll see you guys next week.